Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to find time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together as we continue on in a message, The Power of an Anointed Mind. And please allow me to read Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we concluded yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about the attitude and the feelings that we have about ourselves that we may or may not share with others. But unfortunately, much of the self-image that we have has been developed starting in our childhood and continuing on as we grow up to other relationships that we had personally or in a work relationship, school relationship. And these attitudes that we have about ourselves are really a compilation of all those experiences that we've had. And as we think about, and I asked a question on the other day's broadcast about how do you feel about yourself? That's a very personal thing, and of course, none of us as Christians would want to say anything negative or would be contrary to the Word. With our minds, we affirm what we know to be true in the Word of God, but many times emotionally, because of the tremendous wounding and scarring that has occurred, when it really comes down to it, in the quietness of our own heart, we know how we actually feel about ourselves. And we'll either have a negative or a positive attitude. And that negative self-image, as well as the positive, will control our actions. Now, we are body, soul, and spirit. And so there's three aspects to your total being or the total you. And on a physical level, for example, a negatively oriented individual would think thoughts as, I'm ugly, I'm inferior to others, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too thin. Things relating to our physical appearance, you know, I'm unacceptable to others, I'm not attractive, whatever it might be. And those negative thoughts about the physical realm control our outward actions and our responses and reactions to others around us. Now, what about other areas of our being? Well, there's the soul, our thoughts, our attitudes, our emotions. And those kind of negative images relate to our mental outlook, if you will. People can think of themselves as dumb because that's been reinforced. Oh, you're so stupid. Have you ever had anyone tell you that? That you're inferior to others. You're weak-minded. You're having an inability to convey to others what you feel. And so a person like this, they're always comparing themselves to others. And beloved, there's a lot going on of that in the church. I remember years ago, we're talking back in the early 80s, I went with a friend to a women's conference, and I sat next to a woman, and she just eyed me, looked at my appearance, my hair, my dress, and you know, I had never felt, I mean, I was wearing something that was extremely inexpensive. What I wear now, I've had for decades, actually. I'm not a shopper, and it was like she was reviewing me like, I wasn't dressed really fashionably. And so you see, we are constantly doing that. And sometimes it's almost subconsciously that we are doing that. And that's why I'm taking the time so that we can bring these kinds of things deep within us to the surface so we can be healed. We can repent of negative attitudes, inferior attitudes about ourselves, and have the kind of scriptural image, which is positive, a beloved child of God that God wants us to have. And so people sometimes are always comparing ourselves. The world certainly does that. Unfortunately, we may have that in the church. And that's a matter of examination, self-examination, and discernment. As a result, sometimes when someone is in a role of comparing themselves to others, there could be an attitude of personal loss or lack of self-esteem that really negatively affects their real potential, their possibilities that God has for them. These attitudes result in bad, negative relationships, low-paying jobs, and a continued acceptance of unnecessary mistreatment at the hands of others, including family. And then, aside from what I've been sharing, it's our experiences, how we've been molded and changed by the things that occur to us. Also, beloved, understand we are in spiritual warfare. We have a foe that hates God and hates you because you belong to God. He is known as the, quote, accuser of the brethren. Many references in Scripture. He was doing that with Joshua, the high priest, if you recall, and Zechariah, those visions he was having. The enemy will do everything to make you feel inferior, inadequate, unworthy on every level. I don't care if it's physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. You know, you're not doing enough for God. You call yourself a Christian. How can you do the things you do? If there's a besetting sin or a habit or something, that he will do all that he can to accuse you and make you feel bad about yourself. That's why I'm taking this time, so you understand it is spiritual warfare. It's not just your conditioning. It's just not the things you've experienced, but you have to understand you are in ever-present, active spiritual warfare. And sometimes the more it increases, the more you might know you are on the right path. It's when you start really pursuing God, when you really start developing a hunger for God and seeking Him and understanding His Word and being used of Him and moving into the place that God has called you to be for this season in your life, for who God has called you to be as an individual, you can be sure the enemy's going to do everything he can to hinder, to prevent, to put stumbling blocks, to do everything. And he knows us very well. He knows the areas that are vulnerable. He knows the areas that are weakest. So right now, let's pray. I just feel to pray for God's protection because of areas that we may be sensitive, very vulnerable. I'm going to ask God for healing and God's special protection. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see those, Lord, who have been so hurt, so wounded by experiences, by the words of others. And also, Lord, they're under warfare. They've experienced it in the past or they're under it right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the attacks of the enemy against them. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I rebuke the lies. Jesus said that he is the father of lies. There's no truth in him. And Father, I pray right now that every deceiving, deceptive, wrong, false image and lie of the enemy will be replaced by the truth of the Word of God. Lord, that you will minister your healing. Father, that your people will arise as the army of the Lord, anointed. Lord, let them arise. Rise, let them loose themselves from the bands of their neck, as you spoke through Isaiah, O captive daughter of Zion, arise and sit down, that we should arise from defeat, negativity, and sit down in the place of rest and peace that God has called us to walk in, that position of authority, that position of anointing, that position of knowing who we are in Christ, not that we think any more of ourselves than we ought or should, but we know that we are beloved of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. You have called us from before the foundation of the earth. And Father, we will not grieve your heart. We will not hurt your Holy Spirit. But we will say, yes, we are who you say we are. And Father, I thank you right now that this day marks a turning point, that there will be a new understanding, a new revelation of Scripture. And Father, they will give no place to the devil. They will refuse whatever future onslaughts the enemy would try to bring. They will resist him. They know the Word of God. They will be submitted to you, and the enemy will flee from before them. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. So many of you experiencing a new work. Beloved, we all need that. None of us are whole. I don't care how long we've walked with the Lord. Lord, there's areas I know you need to work on, and I submit myself to the Lord, and I pray you will do the very same thing, because we will be perfect when we stand before the Lord. Praise God. Well, if I don't get back on track in terms of the message, we may be on this subject for a while. But God wants you to realize who you are as His child. Romans 12 tells us we're not to think of ourselves more highly than we should, but certainly we should not think of ourselves as less than He wants us to hold ourselves in estimation, in His estimation. So, beloved, the power of a negative mind is devastating. We are just an open door to allow the enemy to condemn and accuse us. The power of an anointed mind, brother and sister, enables you and me to act as sons and daughters of God. The influences of the negative mind put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it opposes every good thing that God wants to do. And if this were not possible, then we wouldn't be admonished not to do so. What does James say in Thessalonians? Quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 states, another version, do not put out the Spirit's fire. And so many have put out that fire. They live in lives of defeat and anger, strife, turmoil, constant upheaval, desiring to attain to the higher things of God, but never quite coming into that place of victory. Well, beloved, my time has come to a close for this broadcast, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray with all of my heart that the words that I've shared, the Word of God, will take deep root in your heart, and you will truly begin to see in greater and greater waves yourselves transformed by the renewing of your mind, by having the mind of Christ. Well, I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. There may be things you're struggling with. You just need the support and encouragement of agreeing prayer. If you email, know that I will respond, I will confirm, I will pray. But if you would like a personal ministry, the words that God gives me in terms of scripture, teaching, admonition, prophetically, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for the privilege of traveling on together in this pilgrim way. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.